Connected Radio. Well, are we a cashless society as yet? Well, we're certainly heading that way. And joining us now to talk about this and the future is Brand Futurist. And we're talking about Tony Eads, who joins us from time to time, and a Chief Strategy Officer at Salted Stone. Good afternoon to you, Tony.
Good afternoon, Jenny. How are you?
Look, I'm fine, thank you. I can see the point of it because it's going to make it a whole lot easier for people with cards and so on. But, you know, you do need cash for a few things, don't you?
You do, I think. I think, look, the trends are certainly going, obviously not just here in Australia, but I think Sweden, they say, will be one of the first of the countries to become totally cashless within the next couple of years. But it kind of makes you wonder a little bit because it is a society where we're kind of, time poor. We like the ease of being able to just swipe the card and touch the card as such. But then, you know, if we remember back, it wasn't that long ago. I think it was around April when we had that massive tech outage. I don't know if you had that WA, but across Woolies and no one except those with cash could buy anything.
But also the Commonwealth Bank last week, of course, with the situation that over a couple of days when people weren't getting money or transfers or that sort of thing. You're right. To have total technology running our lives, it's a bit of a gamble, I think, because once it goes down, it has a huge, huge effect.
It does. But I think we are still moving that way. I mean, there's so many predictions that are saying that I think even in Australia, like some are even predicting within the next few years that we will be becoming sort of more cashless. And I think it's just driven by the consumer. Like when we think about it, you know, we're becoming so busy, so time poor. Mm. Even businesses are finding it, you know, difficult to, to do a transaction if they don't have the FPOS facility.
Yeah, but what if you go into a news agency, you just want to buy a newspaper? Are they going to take that on the card? You know, I suppose they will have to, yeah.
It is. And I know that, you know, that we saw the new $20 note come out, which, was interesting with Governor Lowe doing the buying, I think, a pack of bananas for $20. I mean, the amount of change he would have got back out of that $20 note would have been interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. You know, I'm just thinking about what it is actually going to mean on a global scale. If we haven't got ATMs, we don't need cash anymore. So is it going to create unemployment in certain areas? You won't have people, printing currency or anything to start with.
That's true. And I mean, it does cost a lot of money. I mean, I mentioned before the new $20 note that's sort of come out. I mean, it's got a lot of very interesting things with it, which is really nice. But I mean, the problem that we had with the $50 note back in May, if you remember that one that came out with the spelling error.
Yes.
I mean, it cost us $20 billion worth of tender that kind of went out there with that spelling mistake. I mean, you did need a magnifying glass to actually see it, but it costs money to print money.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like weighing it up, whether it's, convenience versus, actually having the tactile tender in your hand.
You won't have your frontline banks. You won't have cash registers. They probably don't have them anymore anyway. I'm not too sure, but it really would, the whole thing would change everything so much if it's complete.
Well, it has already. I mean, over here, I don't know in the same in WA, but right now, Sydney train commuters here in New South Wales, you can actually just use your credit card or bank card now. Mm. You don't even need like a multi-rider to actually travel on the train. You can just tap your card and then it will debit, I think, 50 cents or a dollar, and then it will actually correct the correct fee after a day or two. Charities as well. I mean, how many of us now see the charities bringing out the tap-on donation machines rather than because people aren't carrying loose change anymore?
That's very true. Look, I wonder too whether it would increase or decrease crime.
Yeah, now that's an interesting one because, as you know, the $20 note was brought out, not only with some tactile features for the vision impaired, which is a great move forward, but it's also its anti-counterfeit security. But obviously there's a lot of cybercrime, and I think the privacy aspect is a thing that I think is in the back of everyone's mind if we're, tapping the card wherever we go or certainly when we go overseas. We're just wondering, well, how easy was it for them to access our account? Could they tap into more? But I think, this privacy thing has always been a dilemma because, we were talking about this the other day, like if we have too much privacy, then we lack the convenience. So, I mean, we go on to Google, for example, to do a search and it helps us find what we're looking for. If we didn't have those cookies and, didn't have our data with certain businesses and stuff, it would actually make our life just that little bit harder. So So do we, you know, is it the privacy issue or is it the convenience issue? It's kind of this dilemma.
It is a dilemma, I imagine, but, you know, you've got to have a comfortable in-between situation here. People don't want to have their cards stolen and tapped by other people, which they're doing already, aren't they? They're tapping and going to different shops and that sort of thing. So stealing a card and stealing cash money, I suppose, it's easier to scan a card, isn't it, even if you've got it in your wallet, in your pocket?
Well, I think so, Jenny, and also we've got to remember we're not even just talking about a card here. I mean, how many people now just use their mobile phone, their smartphone, with an app on it? So it's not even a card here. I think people nowadays would be, you know, in some cases, be more upset if you lose your phone than you lose your wallet because everything's on the phone.
Well, I think we're getting too smart for ourselves, for our own good sometimes. I really do. Because we're breaking through with all this fantastic technology, it doesn't mean to say it's always going to be great. And I'm not saying it won't be, but not everything is for the betterment of everything, is it?
It's not. And look, you know, to rest assured for those that are a little bit worried about the fact that we are moving too fast into a cashless society, I know Governor Philip Lowe in his announcement when they brought that $20 note said that cold currency, hard currency, is actually more demand than ever before, which is weird, and so much so that they're bringing the new $100 note out as part of this new generation banknote program next year. So they're still printing money, there's still demand for money. Where it's going, it might be under the mattress, who knows, but it's definitely there.
Yeah, I think there'd be a lot of unemployment. You've got the couriers that take the cash around to all the big corporations and the businesses and so on, and there's a big ripple effect, isn't there, that people that are employed to handle money and work on it, I guess.
I think so, and I think that's another conversation. I mean, this next generation of technology is, as we're becoming more automated, more robotic, all this kind of stuff. I think, you know, the jobs of the future are certainly changing as we speak.
I love the touch and the smell of currency, Tony. You can't beat it. A crisp 50 in your hand, if you're lucky enough, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's it. Who wants to spend it, Jenny? Just keep it there in front of you and look at it every day.
Exactly, just for security. It's great information, though. Thank you very much indeed, Tony, as always.
Thank you, pleasure.
Bye for now. Tony Eads, yes, cash. Do you carry a lot of it? We don't always, do we? But there are things still, of course, you do need cash if you're going out and you need to buy a small item or not. So let us know what you think.